It's Wednesday night. Time to check in with our weekly feature on Chadron State Athletics. Here's Voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins, with this week's Chadron State Sports Journal, presented by Farmer State Bank, Alliance, Bridgeport, and Chadron.
Eagle fans, welcome to another Chadron State Sports Journal, our weekly Wednesday show. This week, we will tip off with the latest on tip-off for college basketball season. Chadron State men's and women's teams will play only conference schedules, at least to this point. The women have canceled their exhibition at the University of Wyoming. The men will not be traveling to Northern State for the Thanksgiving tournaments that they've been involved in the past few years. Both Eagle basketball teams are slated to open the season in a week and a half, and that's pretty hard to believe. The season really almost is here. Colorado School of Mines will be in Chadron Sunday, November 22nd. That will be a doubleheader to tip off the season. Regis will then face the Eagles in another doubleheader the following night, Monday, November 23rd. Those games were originally set for New Year's weekend, but were moved off the holiday and out of the holiday break period to help limit the potential for excess travel as well as COVID-19 spread. Things have been changing with some of our fellow RMAC schools and bringing up concern about the future of the basketball season because of the pandemic. The Eagles are scheduled to go on their first basketball road trip December 4th and 5th to Fort Lewis and Western Colorado. Both of those schools went to online remote learning and abandoned the classrooms beginning Monday of this week. Western Colorado canceled the final two football games that it had scheduled, and Colorado Mesa made a decision to pause varsity athletics as the pandemic situation has worsened on the Western Slope, forcing more strict measures to prevent spread. I checked in with athletic officials at both Western and Mesa this week, and as of today, both schools are still planning to begin basketball season before Christmas, so games in Gunnison and Mesa's trip to Chadron is still on the schedule for December 12th. Fort Lewis has produced a plan for basketball operations in the pandemic. That also preserves the CSC matchup December 5th for now against the Skyhawks on the road. One set of December games has fallen victim to the pandemic. CSC was supposed to face New Mexico Highlands on the road December 19th. That was part of a road trip with UCCS, but Highlands has postponed all of its games before January, so the Eagles will be in Colorado Springs to finish out the pre-Christmas basketball slate. All in all, the CSC women and men are preparing to play seven games each before Christmas at this point. Next up, the RMAC honored two Eagles for their performances in the loss at UNK last Saturday. Wide receiver Montel Gladney earned Conference Offensive Player of the Week with a huge day, five catches for 116 yards and a 74-yard touchdown that kept CSC close in the first half at 21-14. Chadron State kicker Drake Holdren earned the RMAC Special Teams honor after drilling all five of his extra point attempts. And CSC will finish its fall football season Saturday against Black Hills State in Spearfish. The Eagles are 2-2 and had their first game against BH canceled because of COVID-19 cases with that program. But things are looking much better for this week with the Yellow Jackets getting cleared to practice. The Eagle players and coaches had their weekly COVID tests this morning. They'll begin to find out those results late tonight or lunchtime tomorrow. So cross your fingers that things do turn out good once again. The Eagles did have a pair of receivers that missed last week's game because of contact tracing, and a couple of coaches as well that were not available. A smattering of others have not participated here and there during this season, but really CSC football has done a great job of staying healthy and safe, and the team has to be commended for not being responsible for any game cancellations this fall. Great job, Eagles, in getting in virtually every football game. We'll keep you up to date on all of the Chadron State athletic programs as we move forward with each weekly Chadron State Sports Journal. Have interviews with coaches, players, and sports newsmakers as well, and keep tabs for you on top of the COVID-19 situation and any scheduling updates that move along too. That's tonight's Chadron State Sports Journal. Remember, you can find us every Wednesday at about 5:25 on WQ Country. You can also listen to the podcast of each radio show at panhandlepost.com. Click on the Chadron State logo at the top of the page. I'm Voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins.
Thanks for joining us tonight on the Chadron State Sports Journal, presented by Farmers State Bank and Alliance, Bridgeport, and Chadron. Tune in next week and all season long for more insights into Eagles team happenings, unique student-athlete stories, and special features surrounding Chadron State sports. Download tonight's podcast of the show through our website, panhandlepost.com. Click the CSC logo link.
I see the sign out front says Farmer State Bank. So do I need to be a farmer to bank here?
No. At Farmer State Bank, we're proud to help farmers and ranchers achieve financial freedom. But we can do the same thing for anyone. Teachers, receptionists, railroad engineers, you name it.
So actually it's farmers and anybody else who needs a really good bank, State Bank.
Yeah, I don't think that'll fit on the sign.
Farmer State Bank, your bank, your way. Member FDIC.